Yes, Bob Muscatel Show, and always a pleasure to welcome in for a Travel Thursdays chat, Dan Schlossberg, our buddy, our pal, world traveler, and also terrific author, and he's got some great books out there that you can check out, including the new Baseball Bible, Baseball's Memorable Misses. You heard my conversation with Danny a while back all about that book, which is terrific, available at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. And Danny joins us right now. He just got back recently. I mean, he's a little bleary-eyed, but listen, he's a go-getter, man. If we have a Travel Thursdays appointment, he's going to do everything he can to keep it, and we're glad about that. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm very happy the National League finally broke the 9-year winning streak of the American League.
Oh, man. Yeah, it'd been, 2012 since they'd won. By the way, I was telling everybody that you sent over an email this morning just to confirm that you're available, ready to go. Didn't have much sleep, but you're here. You sound like you're energetic, which is good. And you also sent over a couple of sample covers for your next book about Hank Aaron. I like the third one down. You like the fourth one, right?
They're all pretty good, and I'll take whatever I can get. So I'm looking forward to writing that book and having it come out next year.
Yeah, I think the cover is going to be great. It's going to be an attention getter, and it's one of the great ball players and human beings of the last 100 years, Hank Aaron. So that'll be a book that I'm looking forward to, and I think a lot of people will be too. So let's talk a little about Seattle. Speaking of baseball, you just got back from the All-Star game. So take everybody through a few details about Seattle.
Well, Seattle was terrific. I really had a great time, and I did have time to do things beyond baseball. So everybody knows the Space Needle and the monorail, both built for the 1962 World's Fair. Mm-hmm. But Seattle is a coffee city. That's where Starbucks originated. But I like a brand called Seattle's Best Coffee Better. And their coffee houses on almost every corner of the city, and especially around Pike Place Market, where you can find fresh fish, baked goods, many vendors with free samples, and I like that part. They have brick streets, wooden stalls, 9 levels, and it's near the original Starbucks. So if you like coffee, and Seattle's a place to go, coffee houses everywhere.
Yeah, it's almost like Boston. If you can't find coffee in either Boston or Seattle, you're just not looking hard enough. It's a great city for hills and a lot of neighborhoods. It's a little steep to walk and drive, but once you get used to it, I would imagine it's kind of fun.
It reminded me of San Francisco quite a bit.
Yeah.
In fact, the history of Seattle says that the loggers used to roll the logs down the hills to the harbor to put it on ships. Hmm. So that's a pretty good way to go. Seattle is surrounded by water, Elliott Bay, Puget Sound, and it has more ferries than any city in the country, including New York.
And I would imagine you probably got, if not this trip, and maybe another one, you got maybe to the waterfront, pretty busy down there with a lot of cruises and such.
I was there. I loved Argosy Harbor Cruise. That's something that everybody has to do, a Argosy Harbor Cruise. It's really fantastic. Really, you get to see a lot. It's narrated. You learn a lot about the history of the city, and you can take great pictures if the sun is shining, which it was. You can get the Space Needle and the ballparks and everything you need to know about Seattle. There's a great transit system, by the way. They have streetcars, light rail, trolley buses, trains, and monorail. So you know how much I love things on tracks.
Yes, indeed. And you can take a streetcar over to the Waterfront Museum of History and Industry. And listen, you love museums. I know you do. And they've got an historic ships exhibit out there. And listen, I know you, Danny, a little bit. You love your food, don't you? Good food out there?
Oh, yeah. Ivar's Acres of Clams, fabulous place. And the adjacent Ivar's Fish Box, you can eat outside on the bayfront and enjoy the water, and it's fabulous. And right near there is the famous Edgewater Hotel, where the Beatles once fished out the window of their hotel room.
Oh, man. That's someplace I got to go. I'm a big Beatle guy. Also, the Aqua restaurant at Pier 70, you mentioned it in your notes. I've heard of it before. Pretty famous.
Waterfront dining at sunset. Fantastic. Great views of the sun setting over Elliott Bay. You can see the snow-capped Olympic Mountains. Not too many better places than that. And the weather the whole time I was there was cool, comfortable. I had to actually wear my jacket a good part of the time.
Wow. And Seattle is surrounded by mountain ranges out there. So if, volcanoes and such, it'd be a fascinating place to go, I would think.
Now, Mount St. Helens, you might remember, erupted in 1980 and caused quite a commotion out there. And Mount Rainier is overdue to erupt. Right now, it looks so peaceful when you can see it. Captain Snow, but any time now. And Seattle is seismically active. They've had earthquakes and even tsunamis. But people there don't seem to mind. They're very laid back. They enjoy their town. And there's a lot to enjoy. I stayed in the Lotte Hotel, L-O-T-T-E, one of the newest in town, a luxury 16-story high-rise that opened in late 2020 on Fifth Avenue. A great location, a great hotel. Really recommend it.
You know, you mentioned in your notes an area called Steelhead's Alley, which is right across from T-Mobile Park. And you and I have talked about the old Negro Leagues before, and they've got some great memorabilia from the old Seattle Negro Leagues team, the Steelheads.
Right, which is why it's called Steelhead's Alley. And there's a lot of stuff right around the ballpark, a lot of restaurants, a lot of places to see. And they also had that fan fest thing, which was called Play Ball, while I was there. And I was in there roaming around, and Topps Baseball Cards had a booth. There were people there signing autographs, famous retired players were signing autographs. It was really nice to see. Cal Ripken was at the game, by the way.
Oh, no kidding. You know, I know that you're a huge baseball fan, but not so much for the other sports. But I know you take, you certainly respect a lot of the cities out there that host other sports and other teams. And the Kraken out there in the NHL going to be hosting the Vegas Golden Knights on New Year's Day 2024. That's going to be great. That those winter classics are really popular. And this one will be a bang-up game on New Year's Day out in Seattle. That should be a lot of fun.
And it's going to be at T-Mobile Park. They're going to put an icy surface over the field at T-Mobile Park where the All-Star game was. That's where they're going to have that outdoor game on New Year's Day.
I think that's going to be a great idea. A little bit of history out in Seattle. The Klondike Gold Rush National Historic Park is out there. A lot of great pieces of history to see out there.
Yes, there's even something called Bill Spiedel's Underground Tour, which explores the old town sites beneath the street level. There was a citywide fire in 1889, and a lot of buildings from that original town of Seattle are there. You could see the remnants, and they built the new city of Seattle over the old one.
They've got something out there called the Seattle Great Wheel, a big Ferris wheel that towers over the waterfront, and boy, so many, you know, listen, you're whetting my appetite for a trip out to Seattle. Tell me a little bit about the ballpark. T-Mobile holds a good amount of fans.
It does. It has 47,929 fans. It's right next to Lumen Field, the football stadium, and that one holds 68,640, so that's even bigger. Lumen Field is where that play ball park was. And I like T-Mobile because it has a retractable roof. I actually got to see it in motion, opening and closing. So that was kind of cool. I loved it.
Now, the Mariners have been good before, but never good enough to get to the World Series. They've never been there. But they did win 116 games in 2001 before their playoffs were spoiled by the Yankees that year. And listen, that's a lot of games, man. Is that when they had A-Rod and Randy Johnson and et cetera? That's when they had a real loaded team, right?
Randy Johnson, I believe, was already at Arizona.
Oh, was he?
Year.
Okay, all right. Okay.
But the Mariners have reached the playoffs only five times in 47 years, and I think they've only won the American League West once, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think they might have had Ichiro Suzuki back in 2001, though.
They did. That was his rookie year. In fact, he was one of two players, along with Fred Lynn, who was rookie of the year and MVP in the same season.
All right. Well, listen, this has been a fascinating trip around and into Seattle. I'm glad you had a great trip. I'm glad you're back safe. And next week, we're going to be talking Chattanooga.
We'll be chatting up Chattanooga and the Choo Choo.
All right. So I'm looking forward to it. Hey, listen, Danny, stay safe. Get a little rest, and you and I will talk next week, my friend.
That'll be great, Bob. Thanks so much.
You bet, buddy. Take good care. That's Dan Schlossberg, Travel Thursdays with Danny, right here at WLIS and WMRD.